Step 4. Decide what kind of investor you want to be. Most people struggle financially because they avoid financial problems. One of the biggest secrets my rich dad taught me was that if you want to acquire great wealth quickly, take on great financial problems. In addition to the 7 levels of investors, I would like to add one more distinction that defines the 3 different types of investors. There are Type A, or investors who seek problems. Then there are Type B, or investors who seek answers. Finally, there are Type C, or what I call Sergeant Schultz investors. I know nothing. Let me address these types of investors in reverse order. Type C investors. The name Sergeant Schultz comes from the lovable character in the TV series Hogan's Heroes. When he knows something is wrong, all Schultz says is, "I know nothing." Most people, when it comes to investing, take the same attitude. Can Sergeant Schultz investors still achieve great wealth? The answer is yes. They can get a job with the federal government, marry someone rich, or win the lottery. Type B investors often ask such questions as, "What do you recommend I invest in? Do you think I should buy real estate? What mutual funds are good for me?" Type B investors should immediately interview several financial planners, choose one, and start taking their advice. Financial planners, if they're good, provide excellent technical knowledge and can often help you establish a financial game plan for your life. Type A investors look for problems. In particular, they look for problems caused by those who get into financial trouble. Investors who are good at solving problems expect to make returns of 25% to infinity on their money. They are typically level 5 and level 6 investors who have strong financial foundations. Can you be all 3 types of investors? In reality, I operate as all 3 types of investors. I am a Sergeant Schultz or a Type C investor when it comes to mutual funds or picking stocks. I do have a few mutual funds, but I really do not spend much time studying them. I can achieve better results with my apartment houses than with mutual funds. As a Type B investor, I seek professional answers to my financial problems. I seek answers from financial planners, stockbrokers, bankers, and real estate brokers. They are closer to the market and are, I trust, more up to date with changes in the laws and the markets. The advice of my financial planner is priceless simply because she knows trusts, wills, and insurance far better than I ever will. Everyone should have a plan. There is much more to investing than simply buying and selling. Years ago, my rich dad encouraged me to develop my skills as a business owner and investor. He also said, "Then practice solving problems." For years, that is all I have done. I know that inside of every problem lies an opportunity, and opportunities are what real investors are after. Step 5. Seek mentors. Mentors tell us what is important. Find somebody who's been there, and choose your mentors wisely. My highly educated but poor dad thought that a job with a high salary was important, and that buying the house of your dreams was important. He also believed in paying bills first and living below your means. My rich dad taught me to focus on passive income and spend time acquiring the assets that provided passive or long-term residual income. Both dads served as strong mentors for me as I grew up. The fact that I chose to follow the financial advice of my rich dad did not lessen the impact that my educated but poor dad had on me as well. I would not be who I am today without the strong influence of both these men. Step 6. Make disappointment your strength. Be prepared to be disappointed. Rich Dad often said, "Only fools expect everything to go the way they want." Expecting to be disappointed is a way of mentally and emotionally preparing yourself to be ready for surprises that you may not want. By being emotionally prepared, you can act with calm and dignity when things do not go your way. If you're calm, you can think better. Try new things and expect disappointment, but always have a mentor standing by to coach you through the experience. And be kind to yourself. We all make mistakes. We all feel upset and disappointed when things do not go our way. Yet the difference lies in how we internally process that disappointment. Tell the truth. The future belongs to those who can change with the times and use personal disappointments as building blocks for the future. The key to this step is to take action. Reading, watching, and listening are all crucial to your education, but you must also start doing. Step 7. The power of faith. Even though you may not be good at everything, take time developing what you need to learn and your world will change rapidly. Never run from what you know you need to learn. Face your fears and doubts, and new worlds will open to you. Using these 7 steps, my wife and I were able to move from being homeless to being financially free in a few short years. I trust they can assist you in charting your own course to financial freedom. To do that, you need to be true to yourself. If you are not yet a long-term investor, get yourself there as fast as you can. Sit down and take control of your spending habits. Minimize your debt and liabilities. Live within your means and then increase your means. The reason I've introduced you to the cash flow quadrant is to offer you different glimpses into who you are, what your interests may be, and who you ultimately may become. Anyone can find his or her own unique path to the financial fast track, regardless of which quadrant they operate from. Yet it is up to you to find your own path. Remember, your boss's job is to give you a job. It's your job to make yourself rich. In the end, you must mind your own business. Once you make that commitment, life really does get easier and easier. Minding your business is not hard to do. It's just common sense. Believe in yourself and start today on your path to financial freedom. This has been a Time Warner Audiobooks production of Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant, written by Robert T. Kiyosaki with Sharon L. Lecter, CPA, and read by Jim Ward. Executive producer Maya Thomas. Produced and directed by Arthur G. Insana. Text abridged by Harriet Greenberg and edited by William Whittington. Production coordinated by Dennis Kao. Engineered, edited, and mixed by John Kovarik. Rich Dad's Cash Flow Quadrant is also available in paperback from Warner Business Books.